Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
It's funny because I left here on Monday morning and my brain was full of Twitter versus X and Twitter X and RIP Twitter, and X marks the spot and it's a Twitter exit. It's a Twitter extravaganza in the form of a new symbol, which, by the way, my phone app still has the bluebird. Apparently, that's become a classic. You better take a screenshot. What if you forget? The bluebird is about to fly off into oblivion. So I get home and I walk in the door, and it becomes very clear to me immediately, neither the dog nor the cat care at all about social media. They do like birds. Both of them like birds. But they don't care about the bluebird or the X or whether or not X marks the spot and there's going to be a takeover. I was really able to avoid it most of the Monday. Even after I woke up, I was busy baking cookies. Oh, there's a story, actually. I'll tell you that story a little bit later on. Busy baking cookies. I walked with a neighbor. I lifted weights. I made tacos because it was Taco Monday. And then producer Jay calls and we begin to talk about work, and he launches into something about the X versus the bluebird. And it was very jarring because I'd forgotten all about it. It's so nice to get away from work stuff, even on a Monday, and just forget all about the drama on social media. Long live the bird. The bird is dead. Long live the bird. That all happened live while we were on the air on Monday morning. Jay was freaking out. So when he started freaking out, then of course I had to figure out what in the Sam Hill was going on. Yes, live on the air, my bird changed into an X.
My God, the bird is gone.
The bird is not gone. The blue bird is still right on the top of my Twitter column.
Refresh?
I did refresh. The bird is not... The bird is gone.
Is he gone for you? He's gone.
That was so crazy. Jay, I didn't know you had that clip. Seriously, what are we doing here? That was our entertainment for the final hour of the show.
That was like a where were you when kind of moment.
Was it?
Where were you when the bird switched to the X?
There is no chance that 10 years down the road, you will remember where you were when the bird changed into an X, like a transformer of some sort.
You know what? I guarantee you I will. Especially now that it's like I'm thinking about it, I'm going to remember exactly where I was when the bird changed to an X.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it to you?
Important?
How critical?
No. Low.
How significant?
Important, significant, I'd say like a 3, 2, 3, but jarring is like an 8 or 9.
Jarring.
It's a little startling.
Is it?
Yeah. It's sketchy.
It is sketchy. We know, even more so, along the lines of Mark Zuckerberg, the devil, attempting to turn all of us into pawns for his metaverse. You know how that whole thing unfolded? He wanted Meta to become a whole new world where we could be immersed. Forget having real life. We're going to live these fake, what's that called? Something reality.
Virtual
reality. Yeah. Thank you. On Meta forget your actual life. Let's just live in this video game of virtual reality. But did you know that X is not just about social media? Elon Musk, you need to Google it. Elon Musk is taking a page out of the devil's playbook. He wants to have X, the site formerly known as Twitter, to become this e-commerce site where people are exchanging money, essentially like PayPal. Do you know that he used to own PayPal?
Did he?
He sold it. He wanted to name that site X. I heard all this on the news. He had never given up on the X. So now he purchased Twitter because he didn't have PayPal anymore. It's all making sense now. He's always had a devious master plan. Once he sold PayPal and it never did turn into X, he had to buy another social media site, a server that attracts hundreds of millions of people so that he could finally go forward with his plan to use the X. So that, yeah, he wants to turn it into an e-commerce site where people exchange money, pay each other, can do business deals. Are you kidding? There is not a snowball's chance in Hades that I ever give someone on X or Twitter or any other site my credit card information or pay them money. No.
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 0% chance.
No. It sounds like a schemey scam.
I mean, I have done it on PayPal before, and I do have an account, but I mean, I'm hesitant sometimes to do it on PayPal. There's no way I'm going to do it on X.
I am not giving anyone on X money or the means to collect money from me.
So nothing to do with tweets or tweeting anymore or news or...
It apparently will include that, not meant to be the primary function of this new version of Twitter.
So is that... The beeping
you're supposed to explore. Explore. You're supposed to X. I'm trying to think of another X word for paying people. Exhibit the ability to pay people. It's just no.
Did Threads just gain a pulse?
Here's the next. Yeah, Threads may have gained more than a pulse. It may be off life support. Here's the next step. We're going to be marked with an X. Oh. Where have we heard that? We're going to have an X implanted somewhere under our skin.
Oh, stop.
So that this is a conspiracy theory, so that we then can use, that's his next step, is that we will have to be marked with an X to be able to use his site.
That we could like just put our wrist to the screen and pay through the chip.
Let me tell you, I would A, quit social media altogether, B, walk off the job. C, never, ever, ever, ever do this career again if my company required that I had to put an X somewhere on my body. No.
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 No, there's not even a debate there.
I'm Googling it so I can read you some of the details, but I'm telling you. Yeah, it's called @X_payments. X payments. PCI compliant credit card storing and processing for online web-based shops on XCart.
What?
I'm telling you, he's trying to pull
like a Facebook marketplace,
a virtual reality Meta Facebook marketplace on X.
Why didn't he just buy PayPal back and just keep them both the way what they are? Here,
prior to Musk's takeover, Twitter had been exploring some payment features around tipping creators and e-commerce. Musk's vision goes far beyond that. Oh my gosh, that's scary. That's scary. Seriously. He's searching for new revenues to turn around his business. He wants Twitter to offer services such as peer-to-peer transactions. Get this, savings accounts. Would you ever save your money, your hard-earned, I know there's not much of it when we work in radio, but your hard-earned money on Twitter/X? Are you kidding me? Are we that dumb? Does he really think we're that naive that we're going to store money? We're going to save our money?
You can have it.
On Twitter? What?
I think I'll use the bank. But, you know, I think I'll just use Chase Bank.
Call me crazy. That's what I use. Jay and I both use Chase and Zelle. Anyway, peer-to-peer transactions, savings accounts, debit cards. Well, there's, I mean, what could possibly go wrong with getting your debit card through X?
An X card?
Twitter. An X Twitter card. I mean, I want an X account as much as I want an X boyfriend to show up and walk through that door.
I wonder what the advantages are for using the X card. Like, do you get more characters per tweet? Maybe you can start DMing people if you have more points.
Is it worth it?
No.
As part of his master plan to launch an, are you ready? Everything app. It's an everything app. I'm telling you, it's the Twitter, it's the Elon Musk version of Meta. Incorporates messaging, payments, and commerce. In 1999, Elon Musk co-founded X.com, one of the first online banks, which later became part of payment giant PayPal. So this is his new baby that will be in place of PayPal, where he can then attempt to dominate the universe, at least the online universe. It's really all about a peeing contest between he and Zuckerberg. That's what it is.
And I guess he bought Twitter and is just rebranding the Twitter because that's where everyone already is. Yeah. So everyone's already on it. Kind of a genius move on his part.
Yeah. But Twitter is pushing forward with the regulatory checks needed before launching a payment service. Twitter registered with the U.S. Treasury as a payments processor and now is applying for state licenses in order to launch its payment plans.
Wow. I just...
I know.
I can't see anyone getting excited to buy things on X.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, who's going to be like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to shop on X and buy all my goods and... I don't know.
The vision goes to exploring ways for users to reward creators directly, meaning you pay them. Is there something like that on YouTube where you can pay people directly?
Yeah. On YouTube, I'm pretty sure that the majority of the revenue is created through the ad stream. So, like, you get ads on, the more ads you get, the more people watch those ads. That's how you get money on your channel. But I think they probably do have, like, GoFundMe's, you know, links or donations, right. Something like that. Yeah.
So the other parts of what Elon Musk wants for Twitter, users can buy items directly through the platform. Again, meaning similar to a Meta / Facebook commerce. And then for users to pay one another. No. That's a no. Also, I'm not going to call it X unless I get sued by someone. I might be the last person on the planet who is going to call it Twitter, but I am.
There's just so many other ways to pay people. Cash App, Zelle. What's the big one that I'm missing?
Venmo.
Can we just keep those as the Cash Apps?
Would you trust X Twitter?
No, I don't trust Elon Musk now.
Would you trust X any more than you would trust your ex-girlfriend?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably less. No,
probably less. Careful what you say there.
Yeah, but maybe not.
This just came in from a tweeter. See, I'm not allowed to call them. I don't know what to call them. X's? Do we call them X's?
X'ers. Gen X'ers.
Gen
X'ers. No, that's already taken.
We actually saw this. One more, and then we'll move on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe many of you couldn't care less, and you are completely fine with all of this, with both Meta and now X'ers taking over the world or attempting to take over the world. But I saw this other link it was a headline. Elon Musk says tweets are to be called X's now.
He said that?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's my response. No. No.
It's not catchy.
No, it's not catchy. It's goofy. The change comes as the company undergoes an apparent rebranding. Although I got to be careful what I say because our company abruptly changed names 2 years ago and we still don't really know why.
Yeah.
They spent a bunch of our hard-earned money that we took we took pay cuts during the pandemic. I don't know if you did or not, but they...
I'm still taking them.
I took... it was permanent. I took a pay cut for a part of the year 2020, as many people did. I'm not saying I'm alone in that or noble or anything like that, but I did take a pay cut for part of 2020, and The company then used that money to turn around and rebrand. We had swag. We had a big launch. There was all this marketing and advertising. And I still don't really know why. What is the benefit, do you think, from changing the name? Changing nothing else, just changing the name.
I don't know. I remember not being aware and seeing my email, like, waking up. Yes. I thought I got, like, traded. I was like, what do I want for now? What is this?
Traded to another company. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Tweets are expected to be called X's. One of the latest changes to happen to the social media platform.
That's not going to stick.
No, it's not. It's not. Why would anyone do that?
Did you like my ex? doesn't work.
Existential. The soon-to-be outgoing bird logo remains on the platform's mobile version. Yeah, that's the thing. Is every time I looked at Twitter on Monday on my phone, the bird was still there. It's the outgoing bird logo. The bird will soon fly away. We need X and like as X as an EX. We need X because that's how I'm going to think about it. I'm going to think about it with the same disdain as I do my ex-boyfriends.
That's a way to look at it.
Yeah. So we need some X and bird jokes. That's what we need. Some X and bird one-liners. The bird is dead. Long live the bird. The king is dead. Long live the king. Long live the bluebird. Why do we do such stupid stuff on the show? All right, you can find me on, what do I call it now, Jay?
X.
No. How many people out there will have no idea what I'm talking about?
Probably not everyone's caught on yet, but.
Can I call it Twitter X? X Twitter?
Twex. I guess it's Twitter, but he's calling it X. I mean, Elon, the creator, is...
Extracurricular?
Extra...
Extraordinary?
No, not that.
All right, if you all have some suggestions for what we should call this new... It's not new, it's Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I don't know what else... you can find on Twitter anymore.
How long until we search Twitter or anyone searches Twitter in like their web browser and it doesn't work?
Huh.
You have to do X. Hmm. That'll be the day.
That will be the day. These two men are in a peeing contest attempting to take over the world. Attempting to take over the online universe. I can't decide which one I despise more.
I think Mark Zuckerberg is like a blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu as of recently I saw.
A blue belt?
Yeah.
As in a blue bird belt?
Well, that's ironic.
It is somewhat ironic. All right. It'll be comforting to talk about sports and not have to worry about the Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg online takeover. So yes, Twitter or Facebook, I'm continuing to call them. You know what? We never started calling Facebook Meta. And we're not going to call Twitter X. How about that? I draw the line. I draw the line at stupid crap. That's
on
where
Meta
I draw the line.
And X.
Nope. Mm. MedX. X Meta. I'm just going with.
I don't like it.
I know. We don't like it at all. It's an exchange for the sake of an exchange. And it's.
Maybe we should give Threads a shot.
Or Insta. I guess we could always go to Insta.
I guess that's similar, right? If Insta, Threads, there's like one of the connection there.
I don't know. Yeah. Can we just get rid of all the social media altogether?
Yes.
Do you think people would even notice if we got rid of our social media accounts?
I think you mean just us specifically?
Yes.
Probably.
If we deleted our social media accounts, would anybody notice?
I hope so.
Would they just miss pictures of Penny?
Probably the most, yeah. And baked goods.
Oh, and baked goods.
And Yoda socks.
Speaking of Penny... Can I tell you what's embarrassing? Does your dog do this? Stop, drop, and roll in a neighbor's yard. And of course, I don't know I don't know that she's doing it until it's too late. And then I can't drag her out of the yard because she's rolling around on her back. It's a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, she's a dog. She's out there in the grass doing her thing.
Rolling, though, in someone else's yard. Can't you roll in our yard? Sometimes I can see the look in her eyes and I know that's what she's thinking, and I hustle her past the yard and she understands that I'm saying, wait till we get back to our yard. But sometimes the lush green grass in the neighbor's yard is too much of a temptation for her.
Too enticing.
She can't walk by it. So today I didn't catch it fast enough, and the dog just stopped, dropped, and rolled around for a good 30 seconds in the neighbor's yard.
Were they outside?
They were looking out the window,
Sure.
No, I don't know if they were. But it felt like they must have been, because we stood there forever. Do you look out the window when people are walking by your house?
Every single time.
Do you?
I observe them.
Do you
the
wonder
binoculars.
What they're doing? You
I
get the binoculars.
I am like,
do you wonder if they're going to pick up the dog poop when their dog poops?
I don't like when, cause like my yard, we have like our front lawn and then our driveway, and then like this kind of like small little cutoff that's covered. You can't really see it. So people think they're in the clear with their dogs in that area, but I could see them from the upper floor.
Have you ever opened up your window and yelled?
Hey, no,
that's happened to me before. I've had older people in my neighborhood as we're walking by, the dog is stopping to sniff something. Or one time the dog went number one and the old lady upstairs in her home just was sure the dog had gone poop emoji. And so instead she gets frustrated because she thinks I don't clean it up. So she opens up the window and starts yelling out
really?
The window at me, clean up after your dog, clean up after your dog. And I said, ma'am, she didn't go. I saw her clean up after your dog. So I just waved. We just kept going. What are you going to do?
That's ridiculous. Oh, that's so rude.
It's happened more than once.
Really?
Yes. More than once.
If, honestly, I would bring my dog to that same spot every day after that and make sure it went on that lawn. That's how you respond to that.
Wow. Poor Moose. He'd be forced.
Yeah, he wouldn't make it that far.
To go.
He actually does like to roll on grass like that, but he just doesn't know it's because he can't make it across to the neighbor's lawn.
He can't go across the street.
No. I guess he can. He just doesn't want to.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So we are going to talk some sports. Some really cool down-to-the-wire finishes in baseball and some teams that are battling for playoff positions. In fact, a battle of the top teams in the NL Central. Yeah, there are top teams in the NL Central. There's also top teams in the AL Central. We also are going to talk a little soccer. We didn't get to it on the first show of the work week, but the U.S. Women's National Team starting out with a big debut for one of the rookies in the victory over Vietnam this weekend. And also Messi. Did you know he's already a captain for Miami? And of course, he has the game-winning goal in his debut.
Messi, 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 Messi.
Oh, yes. Messi. It's so messy. Social media, it's just so messy.
Messi.
And then we're going to do a little more football. Excited to kind of pick apart what we see already with training camps and even now as they're getting underway. And then a preview from Buffalo Bills training camp, but some sobering news from Bills camp as well. So a lot we want to tackle on this edition of the show. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Tucker at second. Here's the pitch. That's hit to left field and deep. Going back. It is off the top of the wall. And they're going to say it's a home run. A three-run shot. And that's going to tie the game.
A single here would do it. The outfield is short enough to prevent any bloops from falling in. Field back. The 0-2. And that is lined into right field, a base hit. Tucker gets the wave from Gary Pettis around third. Thrown to the plate by Jankowski's cutoff. The relay, not in time. Astros win it. Yiner Diaz lines one to right field. And the Astros celebrate around second base, bobbing Diaz. Rangers are going to challenge the safe call at home, but the Rangers are going to challenge.
Still waiting for word. All right, here we go.
After review, the building on the field stands, the runner.
And there you have it. Houston Astros walk off the Texas Rangers, win it by a final of 10-9. Now trail by two games in the American League West.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Robert Ford on Astros Radio, a wild affair between the top two teams in the American League West. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, the Rangers were up 6-4 in this one. Then they also had a 9-6 lead until Chaz McCormick had the game-tying blast in the seventh, made it 9-9 in the bottom of that frame. And then he's also on base by virtue of the walk in the bottom of the ninth. And even though the call was challenged, it did ultimately become the walk-off for the Astros. So Chaz McCormick with a career-high 6 RBI, he actually told the reporter on Root Sports Southwest. So he just come off the field. She grabs him for a quick interview. He's still holding his glove. He's ready to play another one. He's so fired up. But yeah, big win for the Astros as they try to track down the Rangers.
That was huge. You know, Yanni, he's been a great hitter this year. He's been clutch. And, you know, just playing against these guys, it just seems like we'll go in extra innings every single game we play the Rangers. But, no, that was huge not to go in extra innings, and it was a big hit by Yanier.
So Yanier Diaz with the walk-off. And it's funny because I saw one of our Houston affiliate hosts, I think it was Sean Pendergast, who Sports Radio 610, who was tweeting about how this was the game of the year. And we are just now in mid-July. So, yes, game of the year, even as the Astros pull within two of the Rangers. And a tough one, to be sure. And Bruce Bochy recognizes that they had multiple opportunities to close out Houston.
We just weren't in it.
Hi, my name is PJ Vogt. I host the podcast Search Engine, where every week I hunt down the answers to the questions I can't get out of my head. Like, why are drug dealers poisoning their customers with fentanyl? Or, is my local sushi restaurant a part of an international scam? Or, how sad are the monkeys at the zoo? If you, like me, find this world bewildering, but also sometimes enjoy being bewildered by it, check out the show. On the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.
Leading a couple of times, couldn't hold a lead. That's too bad. These guys fought so hard, the offense. What a great job they did. You know, we just walked too many guys. That came back to haunt us. That's what you want to stay away from, especially when you have a lead. But, you know, early John was missing his spots. I don't know how many we walked, but that's too many, especially in this ballpark against a club like this. So, you know, we got to be better on the mound.
Would you like to know how many they walked? Bruce Bochy, 7 total walks, and 2 of those coming in the ninth. So 2 guys on in the ninth inning by virtue of the walk before Diaz came up. 3 for John Gray. He references John Gray, the starter for the Rangers, who lasted 5 innings. So yeah, that's a battle atop the AL West. Also a battle atop the NL Central. Laugh if you must, but right now, anyway, the Reds and the Brewers are going toe-to-toe.
Diaz ready again, coming back. Yelich bounces one to right. It's a base hit. Perkins around third. Here he comes. He'll score. And the Brewers win on a base hit by Christian Yelich, driving in Blake Perkins to win it. 3-2, and they're chasing Yelich. And it couldn't be any better.
You just try to win every series, and you know, it's still July, so we got a long way to go, but anytime you play division opponents, you want to play well, and hopefully we got 2 more good ones in us.
All right, so Bally Sports Wisconsin with a Christian Yelich response, the reaction. How about this? The Brewers were 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position. That's not a great ratio. 2-for-16. They left 10 Brewers on base, but ultimately get the walk-off single in the ninth, similar to how the Astros finished against the Rangers, and that snapped the Reds' 5-game streak. But oh my goodness, 2-for-16? It must have felt like they were never going to come through with a big hit. Meanwhile, though the Reds and the Brewers are locked in a battle in the Central Division, and right now it's the Brewers who have a game and a half lead. They're playing some of their best baseball right now in a good stretch. for the Reds, it's got to be frustrating because now they've dropped five in a row to Milwaukee. It is hard to win a division when you keep losing against your top competition in the Central. Five in a row and 6 of 7 to the Brewers.
It's tough. I mean, you know, they're all really close games. It's all been one-run games, you know. So, I mean, the only thing we can do is just keep going out there and playing the game the best that we can. I mean, if we can keep doing that, things are going to keep, we're eventually going to go the right way for us.
Graham Ashcraft was the starter. He had a couple of runs in 5 1/3, did strike out 8 Brewers. But yeah, let's just say for the sake of argument, you win 3 of those. So they've dropped 6 of 7 to Milwaukee. You win 3 of those. Well, then the division looks a little bit different, doesn't it? That's kind of tough. Until you can top your nemesis, until you can kind of exercise those demons, maybe you're going to play the little brother to the Brewers in the NL Central, though there is a long way to go. All right, we'll get to the Orioles coming up because they continue their march atop the AL East, the toughest division in baseball. And there were walk-offs all over the place, kind of fun extra inning games as well. We've got some real great audio for you tonight. Real great. Could probably come up with a better adjective than great. I'm all flustered by the X. Just kidding. I'm really not, but it makes for it. I think it only matters in the sports world. Does it matter to anybody else, do you think? Does anybody else outside of our industry spend quite as much effort on Twitter X? X Twitter? Twix, as Matt calls it I don't even know if I should call Twitter anymore.
Maybe like new, like political.
You think?
Outlets, maybe.
I don't really follow political.
I don't either, but I'm sure they're out there. They're on there.
You're sure they're out there? I don't know. Maybe we need to hire a PR person and they can take care of our social. Wouldn't that be so nice?
That would be nice.
But except the thing is, I don't trust someone to handle my social media. I just, yeah. I can't. I don't think I can hand over control.
You don't want someone Xing out our exes?
I don't think I want someone touching my social media.
Xing. See, what are we calling these things?
X's. He wants us
I'm
to.
Writing
I'm
an
not.
X. I'm
message. A note. Manny is here in studio. By the way, Manny's taking over Ask Amy Anything because he had so much fun last week. What did you do with all those extra questions, Manny? Manny wrote down at least 50 questions on a piece of paper by hand.
I mean, if you need any extra questions, I have about 25 that I didn't use last week. So
I always save some questions. We make video versions. So take a look.
You see? Giving out free content. That's what I'm doing over here.
Oh. So did you have fun last week?
I did, yes.
Missed. I made chocolate chip cookies today. I brought one for you.
Oh.
Jay, I brought one for Manny. Uh-huh. I didn't even know he was going to be here, but I brought one for Manny. Are you attempting to hoard the chocolate chip cookies in there?
A little.
I'll give you another one tomorrow, for heaven's sakes. Don't be stingy. Anyway, I made them with buttermilk.
Oh, did you?
So they're like cake. Their cake-like consistency.
Get rid of all the buttermilk yet?
No, still so much buttermilk. I still have more buttermilk to use. But I decided to take some of these with me to Texas since I leave on Thursday and figured cookies travel better than muffins.
Sure.
So I decided to do cookies instead. Never made this recipe before. They're called Amish chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
And you make them with buttermilk. They're not real sweet. It's weird to say tangy, but they have they're cakes. They're like little cakes. What'd you say? They're like pancakes?
Yeah, like pancake
they're
almost.
Like pancake chocolate chip cookies. And they're not real sweet other than the chips.
They're Amish, you said. So they're not familiar with the change of X and Twitter.
I'm thinking that's probably a sweeping generalization. So I don't know if you should bring that in here. We don't want to offend people.
Are the cookies good?
People groups.
Botch?
Oh, they're incredible.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they were terrible so he wouldn't want one.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, yeah, don't try them.
He's gatekeeping. Gatekeeping the cookies.
Well, I share with you, but you don't share with anyone else. Is that how it goes?
Well, I mean, these were really good. And I only had 2 left. But
you only have 2 left.
I will share my cookies.
He only has 2 left. I mean, I brought them to you first before I took them to Texas. Isn't that enough? Can you share with Manuel, please? Oh, wait, Emmanuel. It's Manuel. Emmanuel,
yeah. That's what the government knows me by.
You better hope the government doesn't know you at all.
I hope so.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Baker has the sign and comes set. He looks back at Schwarber. The 3-2 runners go. It's lined center field. It'll be a base hit. Schwarber's going to score. Harper flying into third. He's going to be waved home. The relay to the plate is wide, and the tag is in time. They got him. Harper thought he got his hand in there. The game is tied 2-2 on the clutch single by Nick Castellanos.
Alenz goes, chance coming from third. Babuz coming from the other side. The 0-1 to Kowser. He'll line it down the left field line, slicing away from Schwarber. Will he get there? Dives! It's a fair ball! He can't get to the ball! It caroms behind him! Around second goes Kowser. He's going to pump the brakes there, and the Orioles take a 3-2 lead on the double by Colton Kowser as waterworks go flying as the sprinkler comes from Kowser. Schwarber dove. He was close to it in left, but he missed it, and the Orioles, as soon as they lost the lead, they have got it back.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Back and forth affair between the Orioles and the Phillies. Not a high scoring affair, but as you hear with Scott Fransky on Phil's radio and then on the Orioles radio network, Colton Kowser, we were just talking about him last week when he had a huge hit to propel them to yet another win. So now it's 13 of their last 16 and an extra base hit that comes through as the game winner for the O's.
Really just not trying to do too much. There's been situations lately where I've, there's been a runner on third and it ends up being the go-ahead run. And, against Campbell, he's a really good arm and, that's a really good team over there. And, I was just trying to get a good pitch to hit and saw the curveball pop a little bit, got me out in front, but hey, got in for a hit.
We've been doing that quite a bit. Those have been watching this club. It's been a lot of games like that, honestly. And off Craig Kimbrell, who's really, really good and guy that we know very well, and Gunner with a huge walk. I thought Frazier came off the bench, took a really good at bat against them. Gunn works a walk, get second on a wild pitch, and then Kowser, who came in the game for Hixey, puts the ball in play and we score.
Hixey being Aaron Hicks, who actually got hurt in the third. He was making a diving catch and had to be pulled from the game. So that's when Kowser went in for Hixey, according to Brandon Hyde. And then you hear Kowser before that with the O's on Masson. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, everybody's got to be pitching in because, of course, the Orioles not only have climbed the ladder to the top of the toughest division in baseball, but they're facing other teams who, they just came off a series against the Rays over the weekend in which they grabbed 3 of 4, but now facing a team in the Phillies that not only went to the World Series last fall, but also is attempting to figure out a way into a wild card spot. It's been such a roller coaster ride for the Phillies, though. They'll go through a surge where they put together a few winning series, and then they'll do the opposite, which is where they are right now. They've dropped 5 of 6, and you got to look at their offense. Their offense scuffles, and again, doesn't seem like, for the Phillies anyway, that the hitting is contagious for very long. It tends to peter out. Trey Turner is a guy they went out and got after they made the World Series, thinking this could be the one to put the Phillies over the edge. We'll get back there. This time we'll capitalize on the opportunity. He was hitting second in the lineup tonight, but really scuffling along. It's not been the season it was with the Dodgers, for instance, in which he earned all this money to be able to get the free agent deal with the Phillies. Right now sitting on a .247 batting average not as much of a table setter as what you would expect from a Trey Turner. Plus, if he's not on base, he can't use his speed. Has, I don't want to say only 10 home runs, because I couldn't hit any, of course, but 10 home runs and 34 RBI, and here we are into mid-July.
Don't care about what other people think or listen to other people. Just trust yourself and rely on, what got you here, and, feel confident in that.
Maybe he doesn't care about the numbers, and that's okay, or care what people say, and that's all right too, but had a couple of fielding errors. Sometimes when it rains, it pours. And then just to add a cherry on top of this poop Sunday, he got ejected for arguing balls and strikes too. So it was not a banner day for Turner. I would agree. You don't care about what people say, but right now it's pretty obvious that the Phillies can't seem to find a comfort zone, even though here we are in mid-July. So it's been a little rough for them. And that division, I don't want to say it's completely out of reach, but I don't think we're looking at a repeat performance from the Phillies like we got last year, where they're so far behind the eight ball in May that they end up firing their manager, Joe Girardi. They bring in Rob Thompson to promote Rob Thompson. He ends up with the permanent job. Is there any such thing as a permanent job in sports? Probably not, but you know what I mean. They remove the interim tag. Once again, they start below 500. They've got a deficit to make up. They climb out of a hole. They're playing really well. I would say the early summer, late spring, early summer. And for a time, put a charge into their movement there in the NL East, as did the Marlins. So the Phillies and Marlins were kind of trying to climb the ladder at the same time. But once the Braves got jiggy with it and turned on the afterburners, really now it's all about wild cards. That division is, it's laughable. The Braves have put 11 and a half games on the Marlins. That's how far out or how far ahead they are. But the Reds are in the first NL wildcard spot. The Marlins are in the second. The Diamondbacks, actually, I should say the Marlins are in the second. It's Marlins, Diamondbacks, Giants right now, who have the exact same record. So they need a play-in game or two or three. And the Phillies are only a half game out. So the Phillies are very much there in the wild card. It's just that the NL East is, it's anticlimactic, to say the least. Unless, of course, you're a Braves fan. If you're a Braves fan, then you are ecstatic. Jay, are you ecstatic for the Atlanta Braves?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That's you. You love the Braves. In fact, I bet your next vacation is going to be to the suburbs in Truist Park.
I would like to check out that stadium. Mm-hmm. I've heard good things that it's nice. It's new. But it's kind of like, it's not in Atlanta, right? It's kind of like in the middle of
the suburbs.
Right. So if you go to Atlanta, you got to get out there. Is there a train yet?
There is a train. I don't think it goes all the way. At least it didn't when the last time I was in Atlanta. My best friend lives in Cumming, which is north of the city. And so she and her sons have been there a bunch. And yeah, it's not easy to get to, especially if you're coming from Atlanta. So yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge. But they've got a kind of a little city built up around it with shopping and restaurants and kind of cool a plaza where you can hang out and watch. Yeah, so I think it might be worth the trip.
What is it, Cobb County is where it is?
Especially if you are a Braves fan. You are a Braves fan.
I am officially not.
Officially not a Braves fan, because Jay doesn't root for anyone. He's out. He's done with baseball for the year.
Neutral.
We'll talk Bills next with Sal Capaccio. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.